Good evening, this is John Reese of BluePower.com. Tonight we have part two of the Stax story, the amazing history of Stax Records. You know, we left off the last show with Otis and Carla doing Tramp. Well, I gotta tell you something, Otis Redding was tearing up the country. All his live shows were sellouts. I'm gonna bring you a little piece of that right now. Mr. Otis Redding live. Man, I was standing up and clapping too. Shake, that was recorded in Europe and released on Stax in March of 1967. Went to R&B 16 and pop number 47. I'd like to recount a story to you. In early 1962, Joe Galkin and I had gone to Miami, Florida to promote records. And while we were there, Joe said, Otis is playing tonight at the Jungle Club. So, we went to the Jungle Club, which was this huge place. It was like two stories high. It was about, 50 yards long, two stories high, and open in the middle. And there were two dead palm trees in the center. And I guess that's where the name of Jungle Club came from. But Otis came on, and it was bedlam. I'm saying bedlam. Mayhem broke out. Women were taking their underwear off and throwing it on stage. Otis was so popular. It was amazing, just amazing. Mr. Albert King, born under a bad sign, y'all.
I was big fight. Born on the bad side. I've been down since I began to crawl. If it wasn't for bad luck, I said I wouldn't have no luck at all. That ain't no lie.
Blues from Mr. Albert King, Born Under a Bad Sign. That was released on May 25th, 1967. It went R&B number 49. It was written by Booker T. Jones and William Bell and produced by the same folks. There's an interesting note here about Albert King. Albert King was truly King of the Blues, although he didn't hold that title, B.B. does. Along with B.B. and Freddie King, Albert King is one of the major influences on blues and rock guitar players. Without him, modern guitar music would not sound as it does. His style has influenced both black and white blues players from Otis Rush and Robert Cray to Eric Clapton and Stevie Ray Vaughan. It's important to note that while almost all modern blues guitarists seldom play for long without falling into a B.B. King guitar cliché, Albert King never did. He had his own style and unique tone from the beginning. Oh, you know who this is. You've heard this a million times. Sam and Dave, and they are the Soul Men. You know what I mean? I think you do.
Time.
Mr. Samuel Moore and David Prater, commonly known as Sam and Dave or Double Dynamite, the 60s' most popular black duo. They were the ones, and Stax had 'em. Otis Redding never had the opportunity to watch this song climb to number one, both pop and R&B.
Sitting in the morning sun, I'll be sitting when the evening comes, watching the ships roll in, and then I'll watch them roll away again. Yeah, I'm sitting on the dock of the bay, watching the tide roll away. Sitting on the dock of the bay, wasting time. I left my home in Georgia, headed for the Frisco Bay, 'cause I've had nothing to live for, and look like nothing's gonna come my way. So I'm just gonna sit on the dock of the bay, watching the tide roll away. I'm sitting on the dock of the bay, wasting time. Look like nothing's gonna change, everything still remains the same. Do what 10 people tell me to do, so I guess I'll remain the same. Yes, sitting here resting my bones, and this loneliness won't leave me alone. This 2,000 miles I roam just to make this dock my home. Now I'm just gonna sit at the dock of the bay, watching the tide roll away. Ooh, I'm sitting on a dock of the bay, wasting time. Oh, yeah, that's when it all happened.
Mr. Johnny Taylor, who's making love to your old lady while you were out making love. Great record, really great record. That was produced by an old friend of mine, Mr. Don Davis from Detroit, and that was released on Stax September 1968 at Stax 0009, went to number one R&B and pop number five. Johnny Taylor, he was a wild man. You know, you just can't keep Booker T and the MGs out of the groove. They're gonna tell you something right now. You know, time is real tight. Stax is on fire now, okay? They're hotter than a pistol. That was Mr. Booker T and the MGs. Selection is called Time is Tight. It was released February 1969 on Stax Records. Went to number 7 R&B and pop number 6. It was produced by Mr. Booker T. Jones. Now, as I mentioned in the first show, around 1965, Mr. Al Bell was brought into the company. He was a black man. He was a disc jockey, very intelligent, very bright, and very aggressive. He was sort of the opposite to Mr. Jim Stewart, who was quiet, kind of a banker. The two of them made an excellent team. The problem was, that's when the dissension started.
Aww.
Oh, help me. I got funk all over myself. Mr. Rufus Thomas doing the funky chicken, y'all.
Y'all come on in now. Come right on down front. I got something I want to show you. Now, y'all heard of the popcorn? Y'all heard of the dog? And you heard about all of them other dances. But now that's a brand new dance that's going around. I want to show you exactly what I'm talking about. I'm talking about the funky chicken. Y'all ready? I say y'all ready. Okay, here we go. You raise the left arm up and the right arm too. Let me tell you just what to do. Start both arms flapping. Start the feet to kicking. That's when you know you're doing the funky chicken. Oh, oh. Second spasm. You put both arms up across your face. Your knees start wiggling all over the place. You flap your arms and your feet start kicking. Then you know you're doing the funky chicken. Oh, oh. Hey, hey. I feel so unnecessary. This is the kind of stuff to make you feel like you wanna do something nasty. Like wave some chicken gravy on your white shirt. Right down front. Here we go, y'all. You work both arms and you work both feet. You together, baby. You run on the beat. You flap your arms. And your feet start kicking, then you know you're doing the funky chicken. Oh, oh, it's all right. Do the funky chicken now. 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 Do the funky chicken now.
Oh, yeah, do the funky chicken now. I got to tell you, Mr. Rufus Thomas, he has got it in the pocket. That is one funky mother, you know what I'm saying? And did you hear that band? Man, what a popping band. We're going to have to get into that band a little bit. But right now we're going to play Mr. Big Stuff. Now, you remember Mr. Big Stuff, right? By Miss Jean Knight.
Oh yeah, than to be fooled around and get hurt by is a lesson, Mr. Mister, you have learned. Mr. Mister, tell me,
who do you think you are, Mr. Mister? You're never gonna get my love.
Oh, Mr. Big Stuff. Got to tell you, Gene Knight knows all about Mr. Big Stuff. Now, that record was released in March of 1971, went R&B number one and pop number two, and was produced by Wardell Kezar K. The man can cut some records, I'm telling you. I got a little statement here from Mr. Jim Dickinson, a little inside as to what was going on at Stax. Jim Dickinson wound up being a great producer in his own right, also from Memphis. He has a couple sons who are in the North Mississippi All-Stars now, which is a real kicking band. If you've never heard it, check them out. But Jim said that, talking about Stax now, they never really understood what they were, Dickinson says, referring not just to Jim Stewart and Estelle Axton, but to Al Bell's new Stax as well. And they got to be ashamed of what they had been. I remember when they had the lock changed on the new control room door, and they jokingly wouldn't give the key to Jim Stewart because they didn't want him to, quote, break the new console. That was the mentality, the kind of mentality that killed Stax. If they could have just gone back to using basically broken equipment and rednecks and stupid people, they would have stood a better chance.
Hi, this is Ike Turner. You're tuned to BluePower.com. The internet home of the blues.
Released in May of 1971, going number three R&B and pop number nine, the Dramatics, What You See Is What You Get.
Hey, some people are made of plastic.
As a real
A gigantic record for Stax in 1971, Dramatics, What You See Is What You Get. That was produced by Mr. Tony Hester, who I believe was British, and produced a lot of hits over there. Well, this is John Reese speaking for BluePower.com. I'd like to thank you for tuning into part two of the Stax story. We'll be back in a couple of days with part three of the Stax story. Have a wonderful evening, y'all. I love you.